I was thinking, you cannot afford to go around making mistakes like that girl. If you talk like a savage who learned her English on the boat, the men are going to find you out and send you straight back home. That's what I was thinking. There were three girls in the queue in front of me. They let all us girls out on the same day. It was Friday. It was a bright sunny morning in May. The corridor was dirty, but it smelled clean. That is a good trick. Bleach is how they do that. The detention officer sat behind his desk. He was not watching us girls. He was reading a newspaper. It was spread out on his desk. It was not one of the newspapers I learned to speak your language from. The Times or the Telegraph or the Guardian. No, this newspaper was not for people like you and me. There was a white girl in the newspaper photo, and she was topless. You know what I mean when I say this, because it is your language we are speaking. But if I was telling this story to my big sister Enkiruka and the other girls from my village back home, then I would have to stop right here and explain to them. Topless does not mean the lady in the newspaper did not have an upper body. It means she was not wearing any garments on her upper body. You see the difference? Wait, not even a brassiere? Not even a brassiere. Where? And then I would start my story again, but those girls back home, they would whisper between them. They would giggle behind their hands. Then, just as I was getting back to my story about the morning they let me out of the immigration detention center, these girls would interrupt me again. Enkiruka would say, "Listen, okay? Listen, just so we are clear. This girl in the newspaper photo, she was a prostitute, yes? A night fighter? Did she look down at the ground from shame?" "No, she did not look down at the ground from shame. She looked right in the camera and smiled." "What? In the newspaper?" "Yes." "Then is it not shameful in Great Britain to show your bobbies in the newspaper?" "No, it is not shameful. The boys like it and there is no shame. Otherwise the topless girls would not smile like that. Do you see?" "So do all the girls over there show them off like that? Walk around with their bobbies bouncing? In the church and in the shop and in the street?"